And the wise guy somehow will do avelas on Yom Tov itself, in the hope somehow, the vain hope, that Yom Tov will knock it off to some hocus pocus. I can think of it. I used to just now, I thought of how to blitz. This is the second. We know it's the second of the Yom Tov. So someone is at some barrier the first time, they'll do avelas first for Yom Tov. Right? And they'll say, okay, Rabbi, now tonight, because the one side is starting Yom Tov, so let the second side knock it off. Ah, that's ridiculous. What do you mean you did your avelas from Yom Tov? You're not supposed to do that. No, I just hit me now. Maybe it sounds crazy, I think. But the Chorin, we would never, we can't advise that. We can't do avelas on Yom Tov proper, even if it would work. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it would work. You can't say it. That gives us advice. So over here, too, Terry says this woman of Asia, a Rambam woman. Rambam. The Rambam denies the existence of seventh Shabbos. It doesn't exist, only Yom Kippur. Look, according to the Rambam, she did Aveilus, she cried Aveilus. Okay, good. So even though we don't follow the Rambam, but she followed the Rambam, done. But then he asks, what if the woman comes to me in advance? Rabbi Berlin, what should I do? I had it with Mikabel Shabbos. And I got this terrible piece of news, and I don't want to sit here the whole week and another week from now. What should I do, Rabbi? The Rabbi Berlin is not going to pass him like the Rambam, even though the Rambam was a great Rambam, but it's rejected the halacha. So he came up with, without mentioning Avram Yor Tosis and Ksubas Mem Zayin, he says, there are post-game, he doesn't mention the thought, that there's no simcha until seventh Yontif, and therefore he suggests she can't form Avelis. Listen, this is tricky, he has a twist. And even though there's no simcha till seventh Yontif, he says, it's no worse than Shabbos. No, it happens to have been Shabbos. Even if it wouldn't be Shabbos, no worse than a Shabbos. No simcha, but Kedushas HaYom there is. Oh, but what's the din? Davar Shemitzina night. Aha. So she'll do Davar Shemitzina somehow or other, some act that I mean, that's just something act. Right? How do you do an act of Davar Shemitzina? We spoke about it in the past, but it's not so posh. What would you tell her to do? Let's think about that. What would you tell her to do? We already saw in our shiurim that the Shulchan Aruch talks of the big four are by definition all nowadays intrinsic theories to Kedushas Yom Shabbos. What are the big four we saw in the shoes with the head covering, with the ripped garment, with the Kfiyas Hamitzah? What did you tell her to do? Rabbi Simon, what did you tell her to do? I forgot. He doesn't say anything specifically. What are you going to do? Let's think together. What could she do? He'll tell her, do Avelis for Tzina. Right? What? What can you do actively Avelis for Tzina? It's not as that. No. Look through the list of 11 things and come up with something. What can you do actively? Yes? Nicham Avelin. Interesting. Such a Menachem Avelin. Shhh. Yeah, Lord. Nicham Avelin. Don't know if that works. Nicham Avelin works even on Yom Tov passes against the Rambam. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But what else do we have? I'm running into trouble here. So my whole system is starting to break down. How do you do this? No? Don't have an idea? Should we make it like the Ramah? Yeah? Yeah, a lot of people you don't take a shower, you don't do this, you don't learn Torah. A lot of don'ts. But the don'ts, the pashas don't help over here. You have to do something. Key and Kriya Samisa. If you want to demonstrate you're doing some kind of an avelus, you have to do something with pashas. What can this woman do? I'm thinking now aloud. What can she do in order that she has some avelus, but it should be with Tina? Now the Ramah does say in Siman Tov Tefalis, Sasa Tifa, Shenoing of Itzas Mekomos Kol Shloshim, Ein Tzorach Lehosu B'Shabbos, Hol V'Yeshlam, I'm in a lion B'Raglo. She should take a shape and put it over her eyes. I don't know what she should do. Some kind of a Tifa. I don't know. We don't have a Tifa Kol Shloshim. Not even for a man, we don't have it. So what are we going to do? What do you think? I thought I had a whole thing glass. Now I'm suddenly a little bit, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. You have a shot, yeah? Okay, yeah, that might be a very excellent suggestion, but I don't think that we're talking about kind of a case here. If I'm looking at neighbors and Arab Shabbos is justice, everyone running all over the world. So I don't know. So what we can suggest over here. Let's see. The list is Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Nila, Hasan, Tashish, Amita, Liquid Batara, Shela, Shalom, Kvisa, Tiva, Sarosh, Kvisa, Amita, Tfilin, Gius, Tisporis, Simcha, Ichaka. What am I going to do? I'm at a loss. In other words, unless you tell her to do one of the things which the Mechabes is not to do, in Simon Shintay, in Simon Tuff, because nowadays we don't have any of the coolest. Mikra Dinah de Gemara, if you have been a lion Baraglov, you can cover your head. You tell her to take a shawl and cover your head. The Mechabes says you can't do it. Well, there are some who say, at least in the house, you can't do it. So we'll tell her, I know. We'll tell her to put a shawl over her head, wear shoes, so they have that school in the line where I don't know the Mechabes doesn't accept it, but the other Mishnah will do it, except the Rabban. I don't know, because I'm getting caught in little details over here. Yes? The proof of it is. The stump guns. So she'll hold not that place. She's holding against the Mechabes, she's holding against the places too. I like the Rabban. And that's why nothing's changed. I don't know, unless there's another suggestion. I'm just at a loss now. I didn't even think of it until just right now. I said, yes. So many things you can do. You just went through the list. What are you going to do? I don't have an answer yet. Okay, maybe you'll have Sunday or more. And I have 60 minutes here. It's an advertising now. Maybe you can tell me a tariff on culture. You happen to culture. Okay? That's point number one for today's year. The Nesiv, Neshiv, Dov, Echelik, Bey, Simon, Ayin, Gimel. Fine. Point number two is something I made a cryptic reference to twice yesterday, and I want to say it out. It's a very important chiddush going to come up a few times in today's shiur. I want to go against the Seferis Moshe, I want the kudos. I loved it. I said, Gavald, it's terrific, fantastic. I said something yesterday twice without much conviction. I didn't quite fully understand why it should be so and if it was so. Now I'm going to say that it's wrong. Okay? You remember, I read it to you inside from the Sefer Divrei Torah, from the Bir Halacha Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Yud Aleph, and for those who have it, please open it up. We'll read it again. No, I want to give, to read it clearly so we should know what it says. This is lengthy quotation of the same as the Tiferes of Moshe. This is now on page Tuf Shin Beis, on the bottom of the Bureau of Lava. He says, the other regal, all of the minyan shloshim, the kova made the kodam a regal. Asha ain't an odd cloud in the shloshim regal. Ramban page, what? Reish Lama Dala, right? Hatamu, the Kavan Shikva of our Shiva, the Gears Manshloshim, Venom of Sikin, Al Kenolan, it's automatic for now. The most Shabbos, the Ola, the Aitaima, Asim, and the Oma, and Avelis, the Shabbos, after Omashim, and Sin. It still counts. Lania's diet that a proof is no proof at all. Shabbos, you know why it's Ola? Because otherwise, you'll never have 7 days. Don't even Shabbos, the Ramban, you have eight. You have 8 days or 7 days without a Retifus, and I'm not like a Chag. This proof is no proof from Shabbos. And I claim its fact is wrong. There's no such thing. There's no thing is wrong. Look, if it's wrong, then I'm stuck. So why, in fact, if the Kovah makes it before Yontif, why does Pesach, Sukkot, why does it count for 7 days if you're not being no Shloshim? Why does it count for 7 out of 30? You're not being no Shloshim at all. That's what the Ramban based on the Dal. Here's my Chiddush. My Chiddush of today. It's relevant to what Eddie said. Yes, it's relevant to everything. Here's the pshat. The pshat is like this. It's a bazunder it is. Din the suyum. That a regel is automatically 7 days. Aside from the din, the more famous din, that a regel cancels shiva or shloshim, there's another famous din, not so famous, that a regel counts for 7 days. Period. A regel, I repeat, counts for 7 days. Does it require the performance of anything? No. It's not the pshat that you know certain things, so count the shloshim. No, it's a bonus. The halacha is, regal counts for 7 or 30 days, even if you didn't do anything of shloshim. Adrabah. Because he says, Mechadish, Mechidish, Ner, and the Ramban, Reish, Lamadala. That is no new shloshim whatsoever, if the kfur was before Yontif. Correct. But why does it count for 30 days? It doesn't. There's no day count for 30. He went through 7 days of Kalamoid, Pesach, Sukkot, 7 days. They don't count. So you didn't do anything. So then how come 7 days are ticked off? Precisely the Bazundar is in a separate halacha without any kiyum of Shloshim. Then Mesuyim, regal counts for 7 days. Kachazah. That kach tiklu. A regal counts for 7 days. Rosh Hashanah 7 days, Yom Kippur 7 days, Shavuot 7 days, Shmini Atzeret 7 days, Pesach 7 days, and Sukkot 7 days.
finished. It's all the same. They all count for 7 days, and that's the end of the story. That's what I want to suggest. The Mela, we had the Kasha that we asked yesterday. What's the Teferes the Moshe and the Kasha? What's going on with this Tashlumin business? Has it count twice, the Esther Kasha? How did they count twice? What's this, a double count, a vote? You count the days twice? He's saying the day, Shavuot count 7 days, and Tashlumin count separately. That's crazy. And Pesach and Sukkot, you don't say that. Right? You don't say, well, Pesach will be 7 days, and then you count 6 more days, the Pesach will be 13 days. That we don't say. To Valdi Kakasha, yes, the Kasha. So he gives a Teret, Halderach Ramban. Okay, the Ramban, we won't go into the Ramban again too much. The Ramban had a Chiddush Neira, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the days after Shavuot, Tashlumah, Bizman HaMikdash, Mamas, like a Chassadin of Chalamayim, there was no Shilim of Pashas, and it's the first Moshe, even Bizman HaZeh, he shouldn't lose. He shouldn't lose from that. We had a little slight problem. So we're transferring Bizman HaBayis to Bizman HaZeh, only he shouldn't lose. We're not saying there's no Shiva, as Ezi suggests in Lemaisa. No one in the world says that there's no Shiva if someone dies after Shavuot. It's unheard of. It can't be. It's impossible. No matter who tells me, I'm not going to be a Kabbalist. But we have to say a slight problem with one's first emotion. Either it was true, but I'm not biased, it's no longer true now. Even though partially we do extend the bonus of Tashlumin, which was Mizman HaBayis, even to Mizman HaZeh, but not completely. Or we have to say that somehow, even Mizman HaBayis, it wasn't this way. It doesn't accept the Ramban to that extent. See, we have to get stuck a little bit in that Nakuda. Now I'm saying, no, the whole thing is not true. The whole thing is not true. Shavuot counts to 7 days, because the first day of Shavuot counts for 7 days. Because the Shavuot is the whole regal. Regal counts for 7 days. Pesach, the regal counts for 7 days. But the Pesach, the regal is 7 days. Oh, so it doesn't accomplish much. Rabosa, on Pesach and on Sukkot, the fact of the regal counts for 7 days, it's what do you gain by it? Nothing. Because it would have counted 7 days had you counted the days. But the truth, according to this, we've accomplished a tremendous amount. Had it not been, I'm going to give you a whopper, amazing chiddush in a few minutes. You're not going to knock your socks off. Had it not been for this din, that regular counted 7 days, it wouldn't count for 7 days. How's that sound? I'll say it one more time. Had it not been for this din, you could. That regular counted 7 days, then to the count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it wouldn't count. You know why? There's no available solution. It's like it wouldn't have counted. You have two dinim. You only have the bazunder din that a regular automatically knocks off 7 days of shloshim. That's all you have. If nothing else, because the takanah of other shloshim and then chalamayit, and the rabbi. So no matter what comes out, so Pesach and Sukkot, you only have that one single din. The regular counts for 7 days, and the other days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, garnished. You have zero, no nachas from it. But that shlumen of Shavuot, if it's not a regular, they end up winning. You have Shavuot counts for 7 days, kaka, then you have Shon Yom Kippur for 7 days, automatic. Then you have 6 weekdays, when the Maishul we say Tachnun. And those days, we're going to count separately. Stand up those days, there's 13 days, Tachakol. I hold the Gaval, the Gavar, on both sides. It's tremendous. Elia told me he saw the cash of the Gesher Rakhayim. Pei, Reish, Nun, Vot. We asked the same kasha. This is the reverse. I don't know what the world is talking about. He says, this is, I'm quoting. That what? That since the days after Shavuot are weekdays, they make us, say, somebody pump up Shavuot to make it 7 days. But Chalamayit, which is on their own important days, they can't pump up the first day Pesach to be 7 days. I don't know what he's talking about. I like my Shavuot much better. Now hold on, I'm going to bring you right on the floor. The Noroh in a few minutes. Oh, you're not going to believe this, right? Hold on. Rabbi, listen to this. Yes.
How are you preaching your service and what's the greatest cost of anything?
You know? Count for 7 days. It's done. Swing.
Even if it's called the Mitzvah.
No, he went through this. It's in the middle of Shiva still going. You can't. We went through that yesterday. If it's Shiva still going, then it doesn't work. Yeah, that's going to work still. That's going to work still. Listener, you know what? I'm so anxious to tell you this. I'll tell you right away. I'll skip everything else to tell you this right. You're looking at me incredulous. Listen to this unbelievable Ramba. Since you don't have a Ramba for you, turn to the Revolve. Turn to the Revolve, Rabbi Sai. Unbelievable. You're all looking at me, so funny. What is this raya I have? I'll tell you right away. Nope, well, I can't find the page. Oh, page Yud Beis, I believe it is. Okay, the reverse starts going. It goes to the Mishnah. Kosa v'rav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, the Rambam. Kol ha'kol v'res meisos v'du sharachav, kol ha'maregal, kol ha'mar shoshana v'yom ha'kipurim, botlim v'negzer shiva. Okay? Everybody knows the famous day. In Shulchan Aruch it says that every regal, what does that mean? Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, every Yontif, I just spoke. Every Yontif, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all do two things. Knock off Shiva Shloshim, what else do they do? They count for 7 towards 3. So before Shulchan Aruch, Kamaska, before Shulchan Aruch. Lama. Nu. Nivsa Mona Li'akam Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, Chaf Gimel Yom. 23 days. The Rive goes bazooties. He says, what are you talking about, Rambam? What are you saying? It's Karajir Allah Gimel. What are you saying? It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish. Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. All right, keep one hand here. Keep one hand here in the revolve and turn to the Gemara Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Where the Gemara says Mefurish, black and white. First it didn't, Yom HaKadosh, they had said, our boss, the Yom. Then the Gemara said the Hekesh of the various Chagashuas, Chagamatis, the whole story. The Gemara says, Yom Echel, the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Harei Kan our boss, the Yom. The Mefurish Gemara against the Rambam, black and white. No, what, the Rambam wasn't blind. Look a little bit further. Look a little further. Amar Avina, it's our prophecy. Amar Avina, Hilkos. Yom Echel, the Fnei Achag, the Chag, the Shemini Shlo, Harei Kan, the Echel, Yom. Okay, 21. Ravina came to through the press. They told him, "Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Harekan Abos Yom." Amalei, what do you respond? Yes. No, no, he responded. What a tepid response, an almost quizzical response. What's his response? The last line in the circuit. Amalei, Ano Mistavra Kirab Megamliel Udamina, which the Rambam understood to mean, and he can't blow. I one can easily read it this way. He is, on the contrary, he's dissociating himself from that remark. Saying it's not true that Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah is 14 days. It's not true. The din that accounts for 7 is a din only by regalim. That red Shiva Shloshim is a din by Yontif. Every Yontif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, every Yontif. The din that accounts for 7 days is limited to regel. And that's taste of Shavuos, Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres, not Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And that's how you read the last line. Meiridik. Meiridik. That's what the Revolve more or less says. More or less says. Goes to the Sukkot here in the medium-sized line. He quotes Al Gemara. Anom is Savalek, Rabbi Gleel, Arminanai. But not beyond that. Very good. His law, Magi, Dabas, and Neola. This is the next to the last medium-sized line. I never said it, that they consider Zion. The Karmel Karavina, Ubat, against her papa. He called him up casually, look inside, here's my point. So next, everyone's so, you wouldn't be so far on both sides. So far, I haven't broken any new ground on my own. This is the fairest and revolve. Look at this one now. He called him casually, Akati, on my monach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Chav Gimu Yom. Lo Yimna, Rosh Hashanah, Kim Chav Parav Yom. Bachim Kippur, Kim Chav Beiv Yom. Only answer can give is the old self-tip pen trick. What does he say? The Shemesh Chitzorim is Sorim. The Kafu Allah Shemesh Dutta. Nim Tamona Le'acha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Him! Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, Chaf Gimel Yomim, the toughest Rosh Hashanah, that's all the Kaan of the Kaan. Mayor de Gateri. If you look at the Franklin Rambam, top of the page that they say, they look at every manuscript in history. They have 100 manuscripts. Not there. It's wishful thinking, it's resolve. There's no Achiz and Matthias. There's no such gears in any Rambam anywhere. We're back with an atomic bomb kasha. How can the days of Rosh Hashanah Kippurim not count themselves? What's the answer, Losha? No.
What's the answer?
I gave you the answer. This is a Hechlich Gomer. The Rambam holds that a day of Yontif, the Torah is done, does not count. You know why? Because nothing is Noyig. There is no Shloshim, Noyig, Lemaiser, what is Nikvar Erev Arego. Nothing. Zero. As the Ramban said in Kuflan, pays Reish Lama dollars. Nothing. Zero. What do you have? A Din Miyuchas, that the Arego counts for 7 days. And on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we don't have a Din Miyuchas, that doesn't even count for 1 day. It's zero. And that's all that happened to pay some Shulah Shulah also went after the Din Mesuyim. We count for zero. Muchach Mamish. Mamish is no other pshat in this Rambam. Unless we can come up with another. The Rambam is a riot of rule on the inside of this is so. I don't know if the Rambam and Rabban agree on every prat to prat. You have to figure out, but to be so, you see. The Chod is no other way. Cain or nearly. Okay. Fine. Okay, so I got that. I gotta say that's very important for me to say. A chid is gone. Now a few less dramatic points, but of importance to Halacha L'Maaseh. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch, Rabotai. Open the Shulchan Aruch. We'll discuss this. Well, we should really start the Gemara. The Gemara of Chafam and Aleph tells us that Chafam and Aleph, top word. What does it say? And Abim is asking him, Shekvonis Askubo Beregim. This is a famous case of a person who Nebuch was the Shiva began, or the Avelis began, there was the Avelis which goes into the Regal. So what happens? In the case of this Bryce, it can even have he died the day or two before. For us, it only happens if he died on Yontif, buried on Yontif, in the middle of Chol HaMoed. So what happens? So there's the Nichol Avelim on Yontif, and there's no Nichol Avelim the last day of the actual Nigo of Shiva. Now, the question is how far do we go with this? So I think I asked you to see a Beis Yosef talks about this, if I'm not mistaken. The Beis Yosef says, take a look. Shin Sari Tef. Okay. The question is how, what does it mean? Well, let's take a look at the text. You know, everyone, I'd like to stick the text that you will have. Have a look at the top text. Shekonis Asku Bo Berego, Chofa Manal. Tanchumin Ubracha Beshura. Okay? Shekonis Asku Bo Berego, with these special events. And these special events do not transpire a second time, it's passed after Yontif is over. But the we shall meet. And it's called Allah from the Shulchan Aruch. So everyone who has a Shulchan Aruch should look inside. In the Simen Shin Tzadi Tes, the beginning. It says, it doesn't mean, take a look please. Here we go. Siv Beis. That any other misasking bo lenachu achar arego minyan shemini yamash nechavu berego. Avo marim lo ponim. Don't ignore him for those 3 days. Can you imagine a poor guy? Just imagine a scenario. Guy has to sit 7 days or 6 days after the other, and after 2 days, everyone stops coming. Solitary confinement for 4 days. Rachmada l'slan. What do you do? Marim lo ponim. This is based upon a Yerushalmi. The Gwar Kwas of Sivkot Mchev. Marim lo ponim. To go and I guess it is the numbers. So I saw something very interesting. Very interesting. The Divrei Sof from Nunches writes, you know, our Nicham Avelim these days is so shvach. It's not much more than Marmol upon him anyway. And even for us, the Shiva goes unabated. And that's what happens in real life. You must have heard this. If you go to a shul, go to any shul, Nebuch, a big shul, law of averages. You come in there and Simchas Torah, or unless they pay, so they make a somber announcement. I'm sorry to announce that such and such loss of such and such a relative. And the shiva will take place starting from tonight, mostly Yontif, for the next day. They always make a announcement, oh, that's 7 days, it's only 6 days. They make a big deal, everyone knows the deal we spoke about. What? He already went through 4 days according to the Shulchan Aruch. And we should tell him, but don't let it go, only be Maral upon him. You love this president. And The shiva will last for two more days. And the remaining 2 days, you will only go to the Maral Oponim, not for full Nichud. Which shul president has ever made such an announcement on the Simchas Torah Achad Shul Pesach? Not even Talmud Torah Flatish. So therefore, the Pasha says, because we never on Nichud is so schwach anyway. We never do much more than being Maral Oponim in any event. So the president has to make any special announcement. That's what I state, the same as Divrei Seferim. Sitkot and Donalas, I believe it is. Okay. I by Beregel. You should do Nichon Veil Beregel. No, that's not yes, the Mefurash of Gemara. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan says in the Siv Zion, well, it's only a Rishus. It's like Shabbos, because you see where nobody goes. That's exactly what happens. You do Mamash against the Gemara. Not because of the Siv Lomdus, but the Rambam. Other technical reasons, even according to the Makaber, that we somehow change things around. Okay, that's an important error. Now the end of Siv Beis. Uvim Mekomos, I just mentioned this now, every president has to know the dinner. Shul president. Uvim Mekomos, Sh'osim Shleim Tovim, Mona Shivim Yom Tishen Yachrim, Holim Edivram, Hu Olam Aminim, Mona Meachrim, Shish Yom Vuvad, even though, they keep anything. If the Ramban, Tata Natasha, fine, this is the president's list. Good. And let me ask you a question, Rabbi Zai. But Uvim Mekomos, Sh'osim Shleim, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, no? What's the din? Now, you know you're allowed to do burials on Yom Tov, you know, everyone knows that. First day to a goy, second day even to Yisrael, same to one base the Vav, everyone knows the din, according to Shulchan Aruch. So what happens then? Does the second day Rosh Hashanah count towards the Shiva as the second day Shavuos and the ninth day Sukkot and the eighth day Pesach? Yes or no? The Bach says no. Based upon the flush. Because it applies even in Eretz Yisrael. And he's based on the Bahag, quoted in the Tur, where the Bahag quoted in the Tur Siftet says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah only count for 1 day. Those are the Tur can look inside. Siftet. Where is it? Shoach with the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah our boss, Umgalech, Rosh Kippurim, etc. One second. No, I have. Oh. Kol Ramez Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The whole discussion, the Shaila. Quote the Ba'ad. Echa Shemez Lefnei Pesh Shin Samach Vav ended in narrow line. Shalach Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Oh, the minute Shiva. Rosh Hashanah Shiva. Hare Arba Asar. The Shiva Shemei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Hare Echa V'yesrim. What happened to the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Did you get lost in the shuffle? The 2 days count for one. That's what it says. 2 days count for one. No? 2 days count for one. It's also a stickler right to what I said earlier today. What do you mean 2 days count for one? Let the day count. So apparently, this, huh? Yeah, come on. Yom HaRichta, but it's, you know, you'll say, okay, Yom HaRichta, 48 hours, it's been only 24 hours. I'm not going to sleep 6 hours, and then because it says Yom HaRichta, I only am. Yeah, but Yom HaRichta is only for certain chumras by Beit Shenolda and Nachulon Shechianus. It doesn't. It's not such a big kiddush. I'll call upon. That's his mashma in the tour quoting the Bahag. That's a kiddush neira. Well, even if it's nikbar before Rosh Hashanah, it's a kiddush neira, which we call it inexplicable. Let's quote all you saw from earlier. Kavachom is buried on Rosh Hashanah. That it only counted for 1 day. The truth is, we don't have to make the yukin. Not even the yukin, because the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, cited in the Beis Yosef, says so mifurish. No need for any diyukim. We're making diyukim in the Bahag, the diyukahin, and the diyukaher. No need for any diyukim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says black and white mifurish. Yom Sheni Shem Rosh Hashanah Lo Armina Nachi. That accounts for the first day of the Shiva. The Tarvayot Kayom HaKashivi. The Furish of any Ruchim quoted here in the Beis Yosef. This is what they call it, Siv Zion / Ches. So it's the Furish, black and white. The Furish. Clear. The Ramban says so. Because the Ramban explaining this thing says, well, you have to say this whole base of Shnol the Bezer and Luteris Bezer, page Reshchav base. The Rosh Hashanah says, through a Bezer. It doesn't count. Okay, everybody with me so far? The Taz, however, has a slightly different twist over here. The Taz is discussing Zion, makes the following distinction here in Shin Sadi Tes Zion. It says, it depends when the burial took place. If the burial took place on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day doesn't count. Yom HaRichter. If he's buried on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, then that day does count. Well, if it does count, let's go slow. According to the Rambam, according to the Bahag, if someone's buried on the second day, what happens? You actually keep a veil. Has to keep a veil, according to the Bahag. Has to keep a veil. Second day Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says yes. Excuse me. The Ramban says yes. Still the Rabbanon. And the Rambam in Perikul Alok Yud says no. The Ramban on page Reshchav Beis says the Ramban says the Rambam is wrong. Okay. But in any event, even if you didn't keep a veil for whatever reason, we're against the Bahag, we hold up the Rambam, it's still we say it counts without keeping a veil. What's the Hezbollah? The Pelot, the Kedim. What's the difference? What does he bury on the first day and the second day doesn't count? He buried the second day and the second day does count. What's the difference? So the Rishonim is, of course, it's a different svar. And the Lomdus svar. If he buried the second day, what's the basis? The Gemara basis of Av. Yontes Sheni Kichol Shavu Rabbanon. So once you have to resort to the principle of Kichol Shavu Rabbanon, you matter the Kvura Idei Yisrael. So the very Kichol is special. It doesn't have a veil. It's counting a veil as well. Chiddush and the Taz is not actually holds that. That's the reason. We don't know fully pshat in the Taz. The Bach says the Machab, according from the Rambam, is the Shitoso. Namely, that according to the Bahag, as I said before, Rosh Hashanah is different. If someone dies and is buried in second day Shavuos, or second day Pesach, Sukkot, or Shmiras Teres, or after Shal Pesach, there's actual avail. And Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rambam, it's not so. But according to the Ramban, who says you would have a veil the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well if he died and buried on that same day, the Rosh Hashanah is the same as all of the Yom Tovim. Same thing. Here too. If he's buried on the first day, then the second day would count towards the minhag of Shiva, towards the minhag of Shiva, even though there's no availus, and he passes the veil out of Lamaisa like the Ramban against the Ramban, with this opportunity here as well. Afkan, this part of the Sukkot. Any questions? I want to say some big chidush. But that's a mother Kiddush coming up yesterday. So we have a lot to go. Just hang in. Mechavet Siv Gimel is what we spoke about, we read it to Ian and Tysus when we started the Sugi. We never thought, I thought we'd come back to the Maisa later on. Siv Gimel. In Kavaras Meso Shiva Yomim Kodam Aregel. The Nordweb Zerot Shiva. Aregel Mivapal Mimenu Zerot Shlosh. Asiluch HaYom Shvi Berav Aregel the Mikzvi Yom Kukulo. V'ola Lekan Olekan. Umutu Lechabe. The lirchot ulisaper the erev horego. What do you mean lisaper? What do you mean lirchot ulichabes? He's a shiva. What's going on over here? The mechabes passed me that yontav naksav shloshim. He's a shiva de kisurim. What's going on here? What's pshat? You have to say a shveriter. Although the mechaber, as we spent so much time on in previous sivanim. Shin Tayal and Shin Peites goes to Dina de Gemara that Kibbutz and Mechitz only 7 days. Here he's going according to the Ramah. I mean, he knew about this, came from before, came from the Rishonim. According to those who have a minig of extending the Mechitz of the Kibbutz for 30 days, so Yontav knocks it off. That's what you have to say. And it's precisely because it's such only a minig, he's making over here that it's mutter even in the morning. Erev Aregel, even in the morning. That's the Siv Gimel, because it's only a minig. Whereas in Sif Hay, where it's a din, then he's talking about within Shiva, then he's makbid to wait some of with Lalaila, some of with Hashaycha, Tfilas Mincha. We'll get to those details a little bit later on. Okay, Rabbi Elsa? Zvaita. Zvaita. Oh. So here the Ramah throws in on this Makabah. Samach l'chashecha. Even this din, which is only a minig, he's machmir until samach l'chashecha. Well, there are Pesach after Chatzos. Fine. Where did it come from? Open up, please, to the Hagos Ashri. Simen Chavot. Everyone open up, please. Hagos Ashri. Simen Chavot.
Simin Chavo. What does it say? Afilu achal yom ches o tes erev regel sorach lahamkin at somach lalayla oz nikur shebishvil regel huta kach chas Rabbeinu Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said, if the wait till somach, that's the Shabbos, that's the mocha for the Ramah. Okay? Now, what's the Ramah going on? The Ramah something is going on everything. On everything, on all the previous things which are found here in the Shulchan Aruch. No? What's found here? How many sumas found over here? What does it say? Lechabes, lirchos, ulusaper, erev, horego. As opposed to the, some who suggest, it's only going on rechitza. Why only rechitza? But rechitza we already saw yesterday. There were those who maintained it 2 days ago. That rechitza is also the whole erev Yom Tov. So do you have a right to do it? Because you have the possibility of doing it on Yom Tov Shabbos as opposed to doing laundry. So you make the Ramah a compromise, they said. Since the Sab, or Machmir, this Mamma straight through until nightfall, Sa'ad Bichlal, so we have to get dark. So Ramah made a compromise, and he's Machmir to some of us, as opposed to Kibbutz, where everyone agrees with Mutter before Yom Tov, the Ramah was not Machmir to require some of Lechashecha. Still suggest some poskim shot in the Ramah, but it's wrong. And the Biur Halacha, not the Biur Halacha of in Yerodea, but the Biur Halacha, the Bishta Biur. And Arachaim, everything is found in Arachaim, who's in the Tavkuf Mem Ches, in Sid Ches, he says, Son of Erev, he says, Lav Dachar in Rechitza, Do Adin, Le'inyan, Le'safer, Le'chabes, Ukadisa, the Yerodea, Shintai Ches, the Gimel Bahagot, goes on everything. So that's the Bialach of the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. This Chumrah of Rechitza, Rabbi Osai, is not so posh. After all, the whole Chumrah of Rechitza is only a Chumrah B'Alma after Shiv. I found, in my going through the sugya, in the Imre Baruch. Have Imre Baruch ever had in the back? Look at this. I was looking for this for weeks. I just came across it by chance. Someone quoted it. Unbelievable. Take a look at Imre Baruch Shin Sadi text. Something I've been looking for a long time. Numbers towards the very end of his mind. It came in some quarters I saw today. I kept saying, at the minute of the Ramah, not to set the base for 30 days, I had someone to come out and say that it's not kept by everybody. We already saw that something is Makaymus. Case Makaymus, Makaymus, no. Look what Damir Barak says, page 432 in the standard Shulchan Aruch. Go to a discussion. We'll see in our most detailed steer between Arachayim and Yaradeya. Steer it. Look that like. Omnam nirali. Af im kain. Shebizman arama. Hoya minigli iser. Not the base of 30 days. Kvon is vatel ha minig. Val pizivri achronim. Nispashet lehetim. Now there are two ways to read this line. One way is, I want to read it. That the whole minig is butl in the lutl. Now, I recognize that one could read it differently in a much more limited way. He's only referring to a particular case of Erev Yom Tov. But since I can't read it my way, I prefer to read it that way. And I think it's what he really means. And therefore, the whole thing is bustle. Because then they couldn't handle it anymore. Maybe it's what he means. You look carefully at the small print. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. Weiter. The 2 days here, we're going to go back to the Maram and also smoke a Simin Chofei. Is it mutter in the morning? Because only a Chumrah? Or we should wait until Tfilas Mincha. We'll get to the Tfilas Mincha a little bit later. Okay. Fine. Erev Pesach, we already saw the meaning of Chatzos. Fine. Here is an interesting question. You have two competing forces. When should you shave? Should you shave after Chatzos, which is better for Mincha Tavelis, but worse for Mincha Erev Pesach? Or shave before Chatzos, which is better in Hilchas Erev Pesach, but worse in Hilchas Avelus? Who discusses, who weighs these considerations? Kostav, he's coming today, Mari Mint, the Chuvot of Simon Dalas, as cited by the Dr. Moshe Shin Sadi Tess, Sifkot and Gimel, this way, back and forth, it's a toss-up as to which has priority. So that's what the Rabbi writes over here. Erev Pesach, Esach HaSos, in other words,
it's better to be machmir in Hilchos Erev Pesach rather than be machmir in Hilchos Avelim. That's kind of the Mari Mint conclusion, although he's not so sure that it really is so. Fine. Now, continue in the Shulchan Aruch. The minute which we read in the Gemara already. The Chayim, im chal shmini b'shabbos, b'shaber v'regel, mutl l'chabes v'lirchot l'saber v'erev Shabbos. Okay? Because you can't do it on Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. You'll have to do it on Erev Shabbos. Okay? The Mefurash Gemara. And even Rabbanan Dabashol agree. No, is that what the Gemara said? Who would have the Gemara by heart? What about high school Bachel? They say, no, it's Klar. No? You know the Gemara at the very beginning. Mama, you should memorize it 100 times. What's the lesson of the Gemara? Modim Chachonim Rabashol, no? Shechal Shmini Shalom, Lios Veshabbos Erev Aregel, Shemutal the Galeach, the Erev Shabbos. So the Mechabit's calling it in, but not only Rabashol, we possibly like accept, but even the Rabban Rabashol agree too. Fine. The truth is, even the Kohen Rabashol is a Chiddush. Why? That it's called Kavod Aregel. He's not doing it Erev Yontif, he's doing it Erev Yontif. It's a Chiddush. So the Chiddush even according to the Rabashol, it's duly quoted in the Mechabit. The Mishnah Brewer, in his Bi'er Halacha Dibur Maskil, Shemutar, before we were Umutar, now it's the Shemutar, he says as follows, what's the point of Mincha? It's not Erev Yom Kippur Mincha, it's Erev Shabbos Mincha. There's no point in postponing it for that day. It's not even Erev Yom Kippur anyway. No difference than Erev Yom Kippur between morning and afternoon. As I state in Bi'er Halacha of the Mishnah Brewer, Tav Kuf Mem Ches. Good? What about other Minhagim of that day? The Pitzchei Tshuva, Vav, discusses it a little bit. Also, the Levishas Levonim of the Great Shabbos, the Chazoras Nekomo, on that Shabbos. Because it's just a special dispensation, which they gave it to do preparation we cannot do on Shabbos. These other things. So wait a few more hours. The Ramah and the Siman Tov seems to be Mako. We'll have to come to Ramah Siman Tov, I hope later today. I really have to get there, believe that. Okay. Lashon of the Mechaber goes on. The Imchal. No. The Imchal Shvi Shalom. The Erev B'Shabbos. Erev Aregel. Yeah. Also the Galeach B'Erev Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Rabosa, what's the Chiddush? You know what's the Chiddush? So it sounds like you're saying that even though we say on Erev Shabbos, even though it's Yom Shabbos, mixes with Yom Kukulo, and therefore it's all of the Kaddah Lakan, and therefore Yosef knocks it off. Yeah, but you can't say on Friday, too early. Then enough, do you say mixes Yom Kukulo when the seventh day is on Shabbos? So we saw Machlokes of Poskim, and this Machaber again, as we saw the Rosh Poskim, you do say it. Okay. Now we come to Sif Dalet. Everyone, look, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch, by the way, because I'm reading inside. I wish to have some version of the Shulchan Aruch. Please look inside. Fifth dollar. Hard the regal the vatal there is lotion bishar mason. I was over the emo. So also the sapper. I jigger of Havero. I feel who pogabo a regal like a slotion yom. Ain't of a vatel. So from Iron Olive says you see from this lotion when it comes to that over the emo, it does not depend upon slotion, but rather depends upon gara. So what do you see? That even with respect to other v'imo, Yontif knocks off Shloshim. That's for us, it's never pushed. Recently from day one, that knocks off Shloshim for other v'imo. It's against that Knesset Agdola we keep talking about. The Knesset Agdola kept saying, well, since other v'imo is no chumer with respect to, he requires Gara, so they made a chumer, the Yontif doesn't even knock off the Shloshim with respect to other v'imo. That's the straw man. We keep trying to beat that straw man down, because that's Nafkamina, whether an other who's for parents to share their yontif. He says no, and I keep saying yes. We went through the whole riot from the Ramban with the Gius, we went through so many times the same controversy. It comes up again. So the Divrei Sofim says that, oh, I'm right. Oh, but the Knesset is always like a dochaker. But he said the tour means that the regel is not mevatel shloshim because it has a chumash gara. That's why they want to lampshat in the tour. The tour's lashon is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, how many in the tour? And therefore, in fact, the yontif is not mevatel at all. But he says, even though it could be shat mitur, it can't possibly be shat the mechaber. Impossible. Why? Because the mechaber added a phrase. Shafilu poga bo regel v'yachas shloshim yom eino mevatel. So what do you see? Regel is mevatel v'shloshim, it's not mevatel v'gara. Chama v'fush in mechaber, that we're right. Mutal the Chabit. Okay? So, you'll be shed on the Adalaila. The Tol, the Chabit, the Rachatot. Okay? That's what it says. What about, interesting question, is the Machlokas HaPoskim, we spent a brief time about it, about Sofa Ma'akeves. What does that mean? That means if a person has a mustache, passion, gets into a soup, you can't eat. Right? So he's allowed to cut it off. So we assume that it's mutter during shloshim. That's the most. That's the machlokas apostle. So it's mutter during shloshim. So it's mutter to do that. And Erev Yontif, the same as kibbutz. With this, the Darkei Moshe had a gevaldig teretz to a gevaldig kasha. There's a major, major problem in the lashon of the Torah. Sure, the lashon like this. It's such a problem, and no one knows what to do with it, too. It's such a big problem. You don't know what to do with it. Mamish. It's like almost like a disaster. What happened over here? The Torah says, I think it's in the Makkabah, too, but the Torah says, the im chal yom shishi, or your rishon shalo, erev regel, mutter l'saper l'chabit. Is it in the Shulchan Aruch from Gimel? Maybe it's there. Mutter l'saper l'chabit. Yep. No, not in Shulchan. I'm sorry. I repeat again. Im chayom shishi or rishon shalo erev regel mutu l'saper l'chabit. Not in the mechabit, only in the Torah. What's the scream over here? So the Beis Yosef is a kasha. What is an impossibility? How can you say that if the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is erev regel, you can shave? All Yosef does is knock off what? If I said what? Shiva, what are you left in? You can't share in Shloshim. Till they fly in. What's the Torah talking about? This is a major kasha. A kasha which is kasha kabbalah. What do you do with this kasha? They said it's a kasha. Called over here by the Drisha. So the answer is given by the Darkei Moshe in Orach Chaim. Who has the Torah Orach Chaim, the last chelik? Can we have it in the shelf? Can we have it on the table? If you don't mind, just bring it to me for a minute. I just want to read it inside. No. I have it. Thank you. Open to the right page. Thank you. Right page. To base Dr. Moshe says, what do you do? Here's the answer. L'chein yo liyashay. We're talking about the stories on Mutatol Shloshim. What's an example? Netila Safa. The Safa Ma'akevet. Great there? The great there? No. He doesn't like it too much because the Rambam doesn't hold it that cool. This is all based upon a Rambam. Well, he says, it's still a teretz. What teretz can we give? He doesn't give it, but the others give it. And we said about Eishes Ish, who teretz the Achashiva to cut her hair. When we spoke about that by Richa, from another Sugna Simishin Sani. So what do you see, therefore? That when he's doing the Matur is being matched at certain kinds of hair cutting, after the Yontif knocks off the Shiva, he's referring it to the cutting of the mustache or for a married woman, what is permissible after the Shiva is over, even though it's during Shloshim. So answers the Darkei Moshe, would have given a little bit of a slight change as far as moving up from Safa Ma'akeves to the Eishes Ish case. Fine. Good. Says the Mechaber, back where we are in Tifei, the Tov Lizayim in Lechabes Aracha Chatzot. Where does Chatzot come from? Geshenika Shemei Regal V'Mechabes. Where does it come from? It comes from, not surprisingly, from Yosef Kara. Of Yosef Kara and Orach Chaim in Simon Tav Kuf Mem Ches says this is kind of a compromise. He says, L'inyan Halacha. He says, listen what he says. Natinah Kipetiri Arrived, Ramban, Rosh. The Ramban and the Rift say you have to wait until Yom Tov proper. That's what Machlokes Tosfos says. What does it mean, Ad HaErev? Well, maybe they only said it by Rechitza. They should ask us also to be Shechashecha. We still in Tosfos. Have a kibbutz. Kevin Shiyash also to be Shechashecha. Modu, Rif and Rambam, the Mutter. Although it's not so clear. True, maybe. Then he has no pshara. Miutov lizor melechabas arach chatos kidei sheyanikim eshevnei kovet aregel hu mechabas. It's an original compromise for Rav Yosef Karo himself. Not in Rishon. It's the original compromise. Fine. Now comes the interesting question. The mechabas says v'yesh matirin lirchot achat tfilas hamincha samach lechashecha. It's the Davin Mincha first. What? Davin Mincha? What does Davining Mincha have to do with the termination of Avelis on Erev Yontif? I understand you want to say it's terminated in the morning. I understand it. Chatzot, you can understand that. Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ktana, Plaga Mincha, whatever you want to say, I can understand it. Some of the Chashecha. What does Davin Mincha do anything? Does Davin Mincha mean something? What's going on over here? What could have davening mincha do? Tefillah, they have to actually daven mincha. What's going on? Where does this come from? So I'll say, I you know where it comes from? A believer in Nafshat in the Gemara. Open up everybody's youth test on the base. I kid you not. You can look it up. In Hilchot Smachos L'maran, Simen Chafei. The Gemara is like this. Gemara says, the Modim Chacham L'Abishol. Okay, correct? Kiman Azla Odomra Amram Amarav Ovo Kava Shaanzum and Akram Etzlo Mutabur Chitza Kiman Kabasho. Everyone in the world learns Shah is a completely detached member. Has nothing to do with who came before that Arab Yon. So everyone in the world learns Shah, except for the Ravan. The Ravan, quoted in the Hilchos Smachos of the Maram, Simen Chaf Hei, has a remarkable interpretation. I'll read it to you because you won't believe it if I don't read it to you verbatim. Chaf Hei Ravan, Zman Amidas Menachem Etzel Hainu, Shespalu Im Ha'ovel Mincha Kvar, Ve'oz Yochol Lirchot Bechamen L'Hafut Begadim, etc. How do you want Pshat? A new Pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful Pshat in the Hemshech HaSugya. That's not a separate and discrete and independent halacha that on the seventh day of Avelus, Menachem Etzlo, so that's when Shiva's over. No! Then what's it doing over here? It's directly where Etzlo came before. That on Erev Yontif, Menachem Etzlo, when they came to live in the last mincha by you, when they died in the last mincha by you on Erev Yontif, that's when Avelus is over and not before. What a remarkable halacha. And the Mechaber presumably embraces it. Yes, called the one day. Yes, Matirin Lirchos Achatzilas Amincha, and he throws in Samach Lachashecha. Why? Some folks can say Samach Lachashecha. You need Tfilas Mincha Shiravan. Others say forget Mincha. What Mincha? It's not Mincha. This was under the Talmud of seventh day, and it's not doing Yantim at all. What do you require rather? Samach Lachashecha. We saw in Tosfos. The Mechaber threw in both kumas. Daven Mincha and Samach Lachashecha, and the Ramos is the Chen Olam. Both kumas are required. Okay. So it's an interesting din, and that's what's quoted Halach in Mechaber Ramah, based upon the Zuchos Smachos. Okay. As opposed to the Shita which says, with respect to Rechitza, it's usher all day, usher the whole day. Why? Because you could do it at night, the first day. Lirchot usher ad alayla. As opposed to that shita, is the second one, right? But also, it's also in effect that, so it's a kula with respect to rechitza, it's a chumra with respect to kibbutz. The first day I held a kibbutz also from the morning, and or chalit chatzos the chaskila, and the second, even with respect to kibbutz, requires to wait till mincha samach lechashecha. If someone makes it, it takes too long to wash, you can't even warm enough time. Bechule, we should at least have a mincha, gdola, and then do your laundry. So that's what I intend to go to the chumah, the chulah, the kamah, the kamah. The same thing in Shulchan Aruch here, in Shin Sadi Tes, Sif, Hey. Interesting question. A guy is given a dispensation to daven mincha. He davens mincha, says, you know, he gets a minion together in his house. It's an hour or two before the shkia, and now he's allowed to do what? He can take a shower. Right? Takes a shower, mutter, right? Takes a shower. Knocks off the shiva. Okay? You with me, Rabbi Zayn? The first is in the carbon. He gets out of the shower. What do you put on his feet? I don't mean the songs and in the bathroom. Well, when he gets there, he goes back to his room, he gets dressed. What do you put on his feet? What do you think? The Mishnah Brura in Takma, the Tukman man, says, I ain't sure it's Yaakov. The Kalka of Ola Yom Gadol, no exine avail. What does that mean? You go into the shower, right? What are you talking about? Go into the shower, come back, put on your canvas sneakers. Avail's not over yet. They gave you a dispensation, so they know you have to. I can't wait till a minute before to get take a shower. So you gotta take a shower a little earlier. And go put on your sneakers again. And only just before, maybe Mavish is here, we went to this already a bit earlier in the Shirim, you can kick off your sneakers and put on your leather shoes. Take it to Ruah probably also. Yep. Can you imagine that? Go to a shower. It's fresh. Fantastic. Go put on your smelly, ripped shirt. I would say, do what the yeshiva guys do. Sit there in your t-shirt and sit this. Okay, that's a better thing to do. But that's what he said. Mr. Brewer, I'm cutting that. Okay, here's a theory we spoke about. The Ramah here in Sifay says, V'chein Noagin. What does that mean? V'chein Noagin, that you do Rechitza on Erev Yontif after Tzilas Mincha, Samach L'chashecha. But in Orach Chaim, the Ramah says, with Idan, the Noagin is the Rechitza Kol Shloshim, of course, also Lircho. So a regular Mavakali men are Akzera Shiva. Well, then you didn't keep, right? Forget it. Same keywords you know, Lamed, right? That's how it's. The Bekitta is the problem. How in the world can the Ramon say Vechay Noagin in here in Sipay? This implies that Rechitza is only a Shiva Dikisha. Right? That's only Shiva Dikisha over here. Kibbutz, right? But according to the Ramon, Noagin Rechitza for 30 days. Maybe even keep us also a problem, but certainly Rechitza. So, what's Shad Mr. Ramon? It's a contradiction between Shin Tzadi Tzad Hei and Ayurvedeya and Tov Kuf Memchet Yud in Orachai. That's the kasha to everybody else. The Tzadim is the kasha. Shiv Kotten Hei, Gesh Tzmoa. Shiv Orachayim, he says, no, it's also. After the Hossam Kamar, Sheroi Lipto Kain. Abu Be'emis, Ein Noagin Kain. And the Matir and some of the Chashem came near and he was like, whoa, come on. And there are more rights in their Chaim. He says, the Vidan, the dog, and Israel, Rechitza, Kol Shmelshim, also their code. But no one keeps it. It should be us, but nobody keeps it. We don't keep it. That's the Tazim. What can I tell you? The Mogan Avram says, no, that the Ramah means, over here, for those who don't accept the Yisra of Rechit, of Shlosh. That's okay, no. Look in the Baragola. The Baragola says that. I'm Shem Bagosh, I'm Shem Pasak, Shu Asur Levidan, the Noagim Yisra Rechit, of Shlosh. So what does he mean over to say? That this Ramah is going according to the Machabah, there's no hope for Yisra Rechit, of Shlosh. That's the Baragola, Sarah. Same with the Mogan Avram over there. The Shach says something much more simple. The Shach says Zion. Because of this whole issue, what's his Kiddush? His Kiddush is that although normally we have a minig not to bathe for 30 days, we did have that minig, an exception is made for Erev Yontif. Come on, I got to go in the novel. They made an exception. And for the Shachas Mashma, that's what the Emek Zava Kuf Tadihe says, that it's like, you know, what's the name again? Cinderella? Who turns into midnight, goes back? Cinderella? Right, it's a Cinderella kid over here. You have a special dispensation that you can do Rechitza and Erev Aregel. Go, involve in the shower, Meiridik. As soon as that is over, back to your regs. No more showers. So I see, Shachris, it's called Tezayin. The Bach is not hold against Cinderella. The Bach says that once they already gave you the dispensation to take a shower in Erev Harego, that's already called the Hutra Hutra. The minhag does no longer apply. Adka. Now, come now to the issue of Rosh Hashanah. Remember, listen very carefully. Very carefully. Sivavi tells you Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Chashuvim Kerega Levatel Ha'avelus. Why? Big time achlok. The Ramban writes to say Reish Laman Aleph. Simcha. Al Piyotzu Ki Chedvas Hashem Yimauska L'Posuk in Ezra. Yom Kippur also is Simcha. The Rav used to say L'Fnei Hashem is the greatest Simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Meridik of Simcha. The Simcha is the same thing in the Shulchan. However, the Levush says no. What kind of sin? What is that? Sin of cry, Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It's part of the heck. Hukshu ha-mo'adim zelazeh. Okay. The Ramban also quotes Hekash. He does quote. You know what he quotes it for? That Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days. See, the Ramban's like this. To cancel Shiv, you don't need Hekash because it's Simcha. But it should count for 7 days. That's a Mezunah did by Regel. That shouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Kippur logically. For that you need Hukshu kol ha-mo'adim zelazeh. Even though there's no tashlumin and there's no regal, and the Shmina Teres also requires the same hekesh, lift over. Here comes the big kash, everybody has Tertus kash. Take a look at Chav Dal in the days. The kids go over it very briefly. The famous kash. Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days. Who needs it? Who needs it? What's the difference going to be? Someone died a week before Rosh Hashanah. So, he has 7 days. Rosh Hashanah has another 7 days. They have 7 days of Meshuvah. Oh, great. What's the difference? On Erev Yom Kippur, those things will be knocked off anyway. What's the difference? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha here in Chof Dalam made the famous Kasha. How many Terutim are there for Tosfos Kasha? Yes, he was thought this first one had his own original Terutim, which is a pella against everybody. He has at least, I think, 4 more Terutim. Tiksha tells the Rav, we need a 4. Tirit, Naskamino, Imlo Gilech, Erev Yom Kippurim, Dinah Megalev, Acha Yom Kippurim. So you give it a count to 7 days. What is he saying, Achidish? That the din of what? No, Xeris Bubble, according to Rabban Davashol, that means the other doesn't cancel it, but it still counts for 7 days. That's terrace number one. That's terrace number one. Okay? Call that sheet and the Rav, your testament out. Fine. Terrace number two, it suggests an Askimina for what? For Shmur Rechoka. 7 days, someone hadn't heard of it. The Balamor screams, and the Rabbanic reasons, can you imagine? I never saw this before. Rohan is Sivri Rabbi Zrachi Alevi. You ever seen this before in your life? You ever seen this before? A ringing endorsement of the Baal HaMor, but ringing. Mamish. Rohan was there, Sivri Rabbi Zrachi Alevi. You can also give him a big ass shakaya. That's not what happened there. That he says, you can't see, it can count for 7 days. You didn't hear about it yet. That's a very good story. I'm going to count for 7 days. You didn't hear about it yet. But that's the first terrorist rejected by the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Another terrorist. That it counts for nafkamina for where you sit, right? Sit, where you sit. We put a gemara yesterday a little bit. So again, where you sit, the first week, the second week, and the next teret is a chiddush gadol. This is a teret of Tosfos quotes. The Rosh Siman Chaf Chet quoted in the name of the Ravid, namely that you can't have two bombs. You can't have Hiroshima Nagasaki. You can't have two bombs. If the Yontif knocks off Shiva, it cannot go Shlosha. If it is full Shiva, it cannot go Shlosha. Achidish Neira, instead of based upon this Hekra. Said the Ramban, you're all wrong. All 4 Terutim are wrong. Laughed after, that's what he said. They went through the system. But really, it makes no difference whatsoever the Maisa, the fact that Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days. That's what the Ramban said. You don't like it? The Ramban said so. Page, Reish, Lamed Aleph. The Ramban quotes another writer. I think someone pointed out, the Ramban's driver is completely opposite of the Russian driver. The Ramban, take a look, have a Ramban? Says Reish Lamed Aleph. This is a Pek Kodesh. Ooh. Reish Lamed Aleph. So Reish Lamed, line 3, for Rohan, Niba, Zivah, Divi, Harav, Rabbi, Zrachia, Levi, Zal. Ringing a door. But on Reish Lamed Aleph, he quotes the Ravid. What does he say? Interesting svara. The opposite of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shloshim, but doesn't count for 7 days. What does the Ravid say? Punkt faker. Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days, but does not knock off Shloshim. Rosh Hashanah Kippur does not knock off Shloshim at all. No, that's true. There's a very big Nafka Kippur now that he has a count for. Because Rosh Hashanah Kippur is not going to knock off the Shloshim. So it's very relevant to count for 7 days. That's what he quotes. Says the Ramban, Ani Tomea Pe Kodesh Yomar Dover Zeh. How can it be? How's it possible? It can't be. If the only thing is that it counts, that it counts for 7 days, doesn't knock it off, Lama Chasri Yom Shul Afanam Shiva. That's a merit of the Kakashi. What is it, the day before Shana 7 or Shana 7? Why? If it doesn't knock it off, why should that be so? That's a Gaval of the Kakashi. But there are also, the writers say there's no Simcha Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban wrong, there is Simcha Rosh Hashanah. That's the Kasha the writers can really answer. But the Kasha I said before, that's a very powerful Kasha. Very powerful Kasha. And he has Ein Hefesh L'Machzor. Doesn't like it either, Ein Hefesh L'Machzor. He rejects the writers. Okay. Now, Rabotai, Sif Yud Out. Sif Yud Out. What does the Mechaber say? Sho'ach HaSafei Achag V'Achag Harei Yud Dalet U'Shmini HaSeret Shiva Harei Chof Aleph. Says a divrei sof from Sadi Dalet. He's talking about all avelus, not only for a brother, a sister, a wife, a son, or a daughter, but also the most common avelus of all, father and mother. See from here the what? That with respect to that din of counting for seven, regular count even for father and mother. Against the Knesset HaGdol again. As the Gdol says, if a father and mother, regular has no valid validity. As well, let's make a distinction. He said the Knesset will ask this kasha. He's a terrorist. Well, it counts for 7 days, but it doesn't, it's not canceling. It counts for 7 days, doesn't cancel. That's the right of it. We saw Pet Kodesh Shema Dama there. That's not acceptable to Halacha. So again, you have to knock another bomb against the Knesset HaGdol in our season-long attempt to be matter. Someone who lost a parent a week before Yom Tov to shave on if you grew up a chaver, but he's a clean-shaven person. Again, very shver Knesset HaGdol. Okay. Now let's look at it from Ramah, Simen Tov, Siv Beis, that we spoke about before. Ramah, Simen Tov, Siv Beis. Everyone please turn. Ramah, Simen Tov, Siv Beis. What did you say? In Toga Yom Shloshim Shal Avelos for Shabbos, Yom Chav Tes the Erev Shabbos, Mutal Alirchot the Erev Shabbos, after the Kormos, Shinogish Alirchot Kol Shloshim. The whole of Medina Shari, Liach HaShiva, and the Shinogu LaHachma Kol Shloshim, V'chai Gavna Shari, Mishum Kvod Shabbos. Who said so? Hagos Maimon Hashem Mara. True. It's true. Hagos Maimon Hashem said so. True. Fine. And if it would be a din, you look at the Dake Moshe, he spells that, if it would be a din, it would be also. That's obvious it's also. It's obvious it's only the 29th day. No, Simcha, why is that so obvious? No, not completely obvious. Who, what? No. Well, who am I referring to? Not Abashal, we probably have an Abashal, it's acceptable by Halacha. Who am I referring to? Take a look at the places you test them in base. Dibra Masal Halacha. No, the right place? No. Sorry, the Ramakul Asya. Harab Rabbeinu Yomtev Pirish. Came in the Kaila Mixiyam Shiva Kikulo. The Ola Lakan Lakan. Mixis Yom Kikulo. The Yochel Galeach the Yom Chaptes. Whee! Wild! Rabbeinu Yomtev says, I'll stick with Shloshim Aluch Elish as invitation. Why are they pushing along this year, Rabbeinu Yomtev? He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On day 7, he split the day in half. After 2 days. Remember, I told you, you know. You're a math major, no? Push. I mean, it's double push. You divide day 7 into 2, so day 30 becomes day 29 becomes day 30. No? 7 is counted 7 and 8. So 9 is 8, and 10 is 9, and just go down. That's it. So the Dake Moshe, we don't accept the business from any other. For a din. When it comes to a minute, we accept it. That's what he says, Dake Moshe. For respect to a minig, namely of washing 30 days, will accept the Yidur of any Yontif, and that it's considered already day 30. Chiddush Neira. So on the bottom, Rav Ranchberg says, he says, the locus, the last line, Shut Achronim, she not rosh the hakav of them. Ki mi yakal rosh of negative Yerushalmi, a mefurish for Asher, lo polagalei pamuda didan. The mefurish of Yerushalmi, he says, also the galech ve'er Shabbat, shehu chavtes la'avelis. Also the galech. I don't know. Maybe the Rabbi Yonatan will say, that's 29, that's really 28. You know, he didn't get counted off. I was just trying to little answer that way. I don't know. Shouldn't be against enough for the Yerushalmi. Oh. Rabbosai, the Chochmas Adam says, forget the Rabbi Yonatan. Forget Rabbeinu Yontif, it's lo olal adas, Rabbeinu Yontif. Who taught Rabbeinu Yontif? The reason why it's mutter is because of Kavod Shabbos. They never made this chumrah of washing the Kavod Shabbos. This is the Chachazadim Kuf Samachet Sif Vov. He failed to explain a very basic piece of information. About what is it? There are the three Shabbos that came before. What's going on over here? If the Kavod Shabbos has no such gzeira, no such chumrah, no such minig of not showering for a month. And is that about last Shabbos? Yes? No, no. We're only going to follow it. It's a combination. It's only a minig, and it's Kavod Shabbos, and here's a Rabbeinu Yontif, all three. Yeah. Ah. Here's my shakar both sides. Listen carefully. This is what the Kavod Shabbos, I think, means. Cinderella. I'm not kidding around. Cinderella. The shop said that, you know, we give you a dispensation to wash, and after 12 o'clock, ding, ding, you go back to your rags. No one accepts Cinderella except for the shop. Can't accept Cinderella. So you can't be matter. It's all or nothing. So you can't be matter to shower there Shabbos. If you're matter shower there Shabbos, what are you in effect also being matter? The whole next week. We don't want to do that. Everybody starts doing it. But over here, what happened in this case? By the time the Shabbos is over, what's going to be? No? The Shloshim is over by the time Shabbos is over. So you have no problem. You follow my logic over here. The reason why we had a limited, anything has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Yontif. It has to do with Kavod Shabbos. But it could be the only matter of Kavod Shabbos that's not going to cost us during the week. So if it's the third Shabbos, it can't be matter. But here, this particular case, the Shloshim is over on Shabbos. So by the time Moshe Shabbos wants to take a shower, it's already day 31. No problem. So we give him a special cooler. But last week when it was day 23, we couldn't give him that cooler because we don't hold from Cinderella. And you'd have to be mad at the whole week, which you don't want to do. That's what I think the Chochmas Adam is driving it. Oh. I saw a beautiful pshat which I want to use. I have one major chiddush to tell before we stop today. But it's based upon something which is said in the Sefer Divrei Sofer. A very nice piece. Very nice piece. Dibur HaMaskil, the Holil. Okay? The Holil. It's page Tavshin Yudchet. Very nice London. Very nice London. He says, what's the pshat? The Nira, the Dira Devorah. The Davka B'davar, Ha'asa Me'ikar Adin, I mean the last line of Tavshin Yudchet. Kol Shloshim, Lo Amina Diyom Shlishi Ol Lekan Lekan, Shvi Ol Lekan Lekan. Doesn't make any sense. Why? Because it's one day. You can't split it like this in half. It's ridiculous. One long count of 30. Aber v'davar shemidina asar at shiva. V'anu machmirim at shloshim. Harezek kemo shnei yisurim. Rabbo says, pay careful attention. It's a gevaldig alumnus, and I'm going to use it again. It's like shnei yisurim. Yisur rishon nimshach at shiva. Yisur shenim imin hagash nimshach at shloshim. The dinner might even be the same, for all we know. There may be some slight differences, as it so happens. But the two separate counts. The came with a shapi and shloma. The came with a yisur arish and nimba with mixes hayom. A yisur asheni masul be also yom. Yom shiva ol ol kan ol kan. So Rabbeinu Yontif's svara is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because one long count of shloshim. You can't split a day and a half. Ridiculous. When there's count of shloshim, it's day seven. Like, well, they ate with respect to shloshim. One long count. Uninterrupted. You can't just make breaks in it. But over here, you may be an yisur achita for 30 days in a row. It's not 30 days in a row. It's 7 Medina and 23 Min Hoza. And therefore, that day 7 is day 7 of the 7, and they wanted the 23. So really, you can say, you save the day. You follow me? Everyone follow me? So we reject the Rabbeinu Yontif in his Yisur HaShloshim because it's one long count. But we accept him with a two counts, a din and a minig. Everyone understand what I just said? Everyone understand it? I think it's a gewaldige gesvara. And I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes. This is what he says over here, the bottom of Tavshin Yudchet, going over to Tavshin Yudchet. Oh. The Ramah got this din to my God's Maimini Perakut, Allah Tikkot and Rav. The Maril took the same din and applied it to Lag Va'Omer. You ever look, you find all this. If Lag Va'Omer was on a Sunday, he has Lag Va'Omer on a Shabbos. We can't even have that. I don't know what he's talking about. But Lag Va'Omer on a Sunday, the Maril says you can take a shave on Friday. Why? Why? Kavod Shabbos. Do what about last Shabbos? The same word. You have to have the end, right? You have to have, it has to be the end of the count, like I just mentioned to you before. It's the end of the count, right? You can't say, we'll be Matthew Shabbos, and you have to be also starting on Sunday. It's Cinderella. You can't have it. But if it's the last one, by the time Sunday comes out, it's like, well, it's Mutter, so they will Matthew. That implies a lot of shade most of Shabbos, according to Maimon HaMahalach. It's a slight problem, but we won't go into Tzvi HaTayman now. But I call upon him, if this is true, it's nothing at all to do with Rabbi Yosef. It's like the Chokhmah Masada said. That's what you see from the Maril and the Mariv, who applied this Agos Maimon to Sira Sa'om. Oh, yes. What? Yeah. Correct. Wow. You just said it. If I'm right, it's only the Maril that she taught, or the first minute will be called, the original minute. Very good point. My last point for today is as follows, and I'm skipping some things, but just I have to get to this. I have to say it. Well, let me just say one prelude, then I'll get to my main point. Just one more nakuda. There's a gra in Siman Tov to Cotton Vov, right? We had this dinner from Togah, we just read. He says, Kemo Shekotu Shem, Umodim Chachamim, Avdol Gav, Dei Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, the Zitu, Hakenami. The gra quotes in Tov to Cotton Vov, the Gemara Yud Testament base is a source for the Ramah. Modim Chachamim Abishol, when the Eisei is on Shabbos Erev Yontif. The problem is that they have to have covered a regal. We're not discussing here covered a regal. We're talking here about a plain Shabbos. So what's the Gemara talking about? So again, the Biur Halacha, the remarkable end, is a very beautiful pshat. That there are two kulas in this Gemara, according to Chachamim Abishol. One, mixes the other kula, which you don't usually say on the seventh day. Two, that the Gzeira Shloshim is mutal to cover the regal. No? So, the maybe like this. The second one is only the covered regular. It's only regular, as Tosfos points out. But the first one, that you say in this particular case, mixed in Bakul, which you don't normally say, applies even for covered Shabbos. On the seventh day, according to Chacham Avishol, and on the 29th day, according to us. What's the loveness of the Kula? That's Rabbeinu Yontif again. Again, we're going with Rabbeinu Yontif. Again, you look in these Bira Lachadim Ramazil, him. Now comes my punchline. What shot Rabbeinu Yontif? Did he flip out? Didn't he know, as everyone asked against him, as says in the Holy Gemara, Shloshim Yom, Shloshim, 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 so many times Shloshim. How do you think he's 29? I have a test. Rabbeinu Yontif didn't say that all Shloshim are 29. I claim that with respect to, listen carefully now, Simchas Vareyas, Giyot, Nisuin, and Holochus Korah, he concedes 30 days. Only by Giluach. Why? No, someone in this room should be able to come up with my answer, right? I gave it away before. Why? No, Sheryl Mason, why? Because. Otata! Rambam! The statement I read you guys, I like that Rambam so much, that's why I like this. Because he's skidded. The Rambam, who is the older one here, the Rambam holds a Chiddush Neira. Now when it comes to Giyuch and all the other things, he only mentions it once by Shloshim. But Giluach is called twice. Once by Shiva and once by Shloshim. And we pointed out that there were in fact two separate halachas. Right? With certain differences. So remember we had the Holy Rikas? If that Rikas is correct, one second. If that is correct, we can go back to Rabbeinu Yontif. Rabbeinu Yontif said with respect to Giluach, the same as the Bir Halacha said with respect to the Ramos Minik. True, that's 30 days. It's not one 30-day count. It's a 7 and a 23. So the Rambam holds, by 1 second, by Giluach, it's a 7 and a 23. So Rabbeinu Yontif says, a 7 and 23, you can cut a shorter day. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. So how come no one else thought of this? Too sharp, right? Everyone else says, come on. That's ridiculous. They said the whole Rambam is wrong. It's 1 30-day count. They reject the Rambam. Especially since we said Pshat Rambam, it's based on the Hilchos Avodah Zarah is Doraisa, and the seven is an extension of the one. We went a whole Pshat, so they reject the whole thing. That's why they reject the Rabbeinu Yonah. Or, they can reject it for a different reason. They'll say like this, that even though there's an Easter of seven, but the second Easter is not 23. It's 30. Because it's built into the Ikka Takana, not like a minik. A minik was an Easter of seven, and then they made a minik. The Minhagim can't, ain minik chal al din. You have a din of Shiva, you're going to make a minik of Shiva. The minik can only start from day seven for 23 days. However, with respect to a halacha, they said the day of the Kfura starts two time zones start to run. A 7 day zone and a 30 day zone. And the first 7 days you have both. You want to say any sechalalit, they'll have a chal al. That's what they could say. But then you have to say, no, not the Pshat. There's an Easter, which is the first 7 days, and then something new is the next 23 days, so you can shave a day early. That's my Pshat, Rabbi Yonah. A Chiddush, we'll have to stop here, we're out of time. Mit Hashem, Moshe Shabbat, 60 minutes. We'll talk about Chol HaMoed and Shmuel Krov Rechov.
Yontif is not over.
What?
Really, Yontif is not over. Today is a regular.
That's what I said before.
So how come when you die, it's not a regular?